Chapter 2. The Tall Teacher. There's one teacher in the school. His name is Ichabod Crane. He's tall and thin. His head is small and flat. His ears are enormous and his feet are big. He's a good teacher and his students like him. Ichabod is ugly. But all the girls in Sleepy Hollow like him because he's very intelligent and he tells them interesting stories. The families of Sleepy Hollow know that teachers don't get much money and they invite Ichabod to eat with them. Ichabod loves good food. He loves dancing and he sings very well too. After school, Ichabod gives singing lessons to the young people of Sleepy Hollow to get more money. In the long winter evenings after his meal, Ichabod likes sitting in front of the fire with the women of Sleepy Hollow. Ichabod and the women eat fruit and cakes and tell many stories about ghosts and witches. The stories are very scary. At the end of the evening, Ichabod walks home through the fields. It's very dark in the fields. Snow covers all the trees, and Ichabod thinks that the white trees are ghosts. He hears the noise of the wind in the trees, and he imagines that ghosts and witches are following him and calling him. Ichabod is very frightened. One day, Ichabod is talking to his students.
There are many stories about ghosts in Sleepy Hollow. The ghosts come with the wind.
It's windy outside, and suddenly a window closes. Bang! Then there's a mysterious noise. The window shakes and some notebooks fall. The students are frightened. A boy hides under a desk.
Is that a ghost?
He asks.
Maybe,
Ichabod answers.
Please tell us a ghost story,
a girl says.
Okay,
says Ichabod.
This story is about a cruel ghost. The ghost hasn't got a head, and he always rides a black horse.
Ichabod opens a big book, and he begins to read. He speaks loudly because the wind is making a lot of noise.